Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another presentation of Forge D20's Thrones. I'm your DM Hunter, once again joined by Zach and Parker, and we are so excited to share with you another episode of our campaign. Last we left off, the party had dealt with the ramifications of the dragon's attack on the town of Fendowin, had seen the devastation, destroyed most of the town. A good half of it still remains, but many streets are frozen completely over from the dragon's attack. It looks like the Arctic itself had opened up in Fendowin. The attack left the town devastated and the guard shattered. What's left of the militia has assembled and has tried to evacuate the people, but the heroes now have made their way to Waterdeep via a teleportation scroll that Alistair was able to cast with the help of Nibin, or I think maybe Nibin casted it, actually. So I think it was Nibin. Pardon me if I'm wrong. A lot to keep track of. But that being said, the party has now teleported their way to the city of Waterdeep, where they are here to recruit and find people that could help them with the dragon attack. To remind you, they're looking for three people. A warrior of incredible renown named Gugu, head of the, or champion of the Negdog Fight Club. We have Agent Fastfoot, some kind of assassin or great champion of the Raven Queen, and then one Belgusta Thurden, a Drake Warden of some renown. But the party is here to locate these people, recruit them to their cause, and then eventually go and face the dragon. So we'll pick up there with the party just outside the city of Waterdeep's gates, where standing outside you see about 40-foot-tall walls. And these walls have many different bannerments and different flags and pageantry amongst them, displaying the symbol of the city guard, displaying the symbol of the Lord's Alliance, displaying the symbol of the city of Waterdeep. You see a great door before you that lays closed. A handful of guards pepper the front of this large wooden door that has, you can see these sort of rune works inscribed upon it that glow a pulsating blue color. And as you stand outside, you can see a line of some people trying to make their way into the city. They're interacting with a few guards and being let in through this little small door that's connected to the much larger one, being allowed to pass through. We're just outside of this sort of line to get into the city. It seems like there's some sort of process to get in. As the three of you sort of step through the other side of this portal, you can see the same rune, that purple etching that Nibin had on the ground, appears before you and beneath you, and it starts to dissipate into a smoke. You are now outside the city of Waterdeep. Nothing feels different to you. Your body feels the same as when you left Fendowin. As you can tell, this seems to have worked rather swimmingly. What is it that you guys would like to do first?
I know what Alistair's going to do. He's never had teleportation magic used on him before. And he's quickly going to grab his stomach. Like, I'm not feeling so hot. And he turns over, walks away from the group, and starts to vomit. That was an experience for him.
Asteron, have you ever experienced teleportation?
Probably not.
You want me a small constitution save?
Okay.
It's easy. Daedalus will do the same.
I got an 11.
Oh, you definitely pass. Daedalus rolled a 10 after his bonus. So Daedalus and Hathron make it through the other side. Your stomachs turn a little bit, but no sign of any discomfort or anything like that. But you see Alistair kind of sneak off, and he kind of gets behind a few crates that are stacked up. They look like there's some kind of shipment that's waiting on pickup outside the city. Alistair veers off to the side, but you can hear a bit of hurling and some liquid pouring out on the other side. Alistair, you come back and you look a little green as you come around the corner.
Oh, you're starting to look a little bit like Hathoron, Alistair. Are you all right?
He wipes the little bit of blood that's on his chin, because if you remember, he got fucked up by that dragon and needed some stitching. So there's some internal bleeding still going on. He wipes it. Oh, I'll be fine, Daedalus. Thank you. Thank you so much. He gives like a very begrudging thumbs up and forces a smile.
Daedalus starts to rummage through his bag. I wonder if this would help. He pulls out one of the health potions that Nibin gave to you much earlier in the campaign. It was episodes ago, many episodes. When we left for the Dwarven excavation, we had been given health potions. Daedalus still has one. He's going to give you a common health potion.
Awesome. So it's 2d4 plus 4, right? Or plus 2?
Yeah.
2d4 plus 2. 7 additional hit points. I've added that. Thank you. All right, I'm going to say that in character. Thanks, Daedalus. I appreciate it. I definitely need that. And you see, like, some of these, like, cuts and wounds, even the cast on his arm, you can see him, like, getting a little more mobile with his shoulders. He starts doing, like, these shoulder rolls. Oh, it feels a little better. It's so weird how liquid can do that to you.
I don't pretend to understand magic, but it works in wondrous ways. We do need to be careful in the city. You're in no shape to get in any fights right now. We need to find some rest for you. Remember what Nibin said. You needed days rest before we began this. We are already here, so just keep yourself restrained. Let Hathron and I do any of the hard work.
Gives a nod of affirmation to Daedalus, and I guess we're gonna hop in line?
We're kind of Daedalus was just about to say the same thing. Daedalus looks at Hathron and then looks at Alistair. I agree with Orcsbane. I think that what we're here for is rather urgent, and perhaps the name Darkheart might earn us a way inside.
Maybe. We could try. We're definitely going to piss some people off, but I don't know. The goody two-shoes in me, I guess, is like, oh, let's wait our turn, but you're right. You're right. All right, let's go. We're going to go straight to the front.
Alistair's always gonna start hide our walking. Identity, but Hathron and I just maybe intimidate our way through. I mean, who's really going to stop Hathron?
No. Please don't do that. Please don't do that.
Well, then you better get to talking when we get up there, or else Hathron's going to handle it.
Just let me
as we make our way around the line, different people are watching us very closely. They see us kind of walking up alongside the line. A few people grumble here and there. You see a tieflinger kind of whisper to his half-orc friend, are they cutting the line? And then you see a few more people, hey, the line's over here, buddy! And they're yelling at us as we're walking by. As we make our way to the front, a guard stops us. You will need to wait in the line with the others. There's no exceptions to this. You can't be cutting the line. Is there something urgent or whatnot? Because I have half the mind to just straight up deny you entry here, since you can't follow basic rules.
Well, hello to you as well. I would say yes, business is quite urgent, considering a dragon attacked Vandalin and left it rubble and... Well, not ash, because it's a white dragon. Rubble and ice.
Information about the dragon attack.
Correct. Who knows? Waterdeep might be next.
See his eyes widen. Roll me a persuasion check with advantage.
Cash money, baby. 18.
His eyes widen. Wait here. You see the this guard, he's wearing half plate armor. He has a blue cloak kind of straight that drapes over one shoulder, goes about a little bit past the waist, probably about mid thigh length. He walks over to one of the other guards. One guard, they're all wearing the same half plate, most of them wearing blue cloaks, but one is wearing a white cloak. He walks over to the one with the white cloak, says a few things to him. You see the one with the white cloak kind of looks over at us at the party. And then motions to that same guard to
let them through. You see him point at the door, he motions to it, and then he tells the guard a command. That same guard returns. You will be allowed entry into the city, but you will need to be interviewed by the sergeant of the city watch here. Come with me. And he motions for us to follow him.
Yes, of course.
As we're walking, we're about 10, 15 feet away from the sergeant of the city watch. The sergeant of the city watch is actually leading us into the city, and we're making our way into this doorway. As we make our way inside, you see a huge bustling city. I mean, buildings of many variations, different sizes, mostly made from cobblestone, some made from wood here and there. You can see bustling city streets full of people of all different kinds of races, from halflings to half-orcs to tieflings to elves. You see a bustling market in the distance. You can see all sorts of different foot traffic, wagons. You can even see different members of the city watch riding on horseback. And you can also see above in the skies, you can see every so often members of this group known as the... I can't remember what is the exact name, but these are Griffin Riders that are also members of the City Watch. And they're flying around every so often. You could see them across the skyline of the city. If you make your way inside, the Sergeant of the City Watch makes an immediate right once he enters. And you enter this small sort of holding area. You step inside, there's a room with a large-sized table, many seats. He motions for us all to take a seat. This Sergeant of the City Watch removes his steel helm, and you see an elf. Looks to be a wood elf of some kind. They have tan skin. You can see this brunette-colored hair with green eyes. He looks upon the party. My name is Dorne. It is good to meet you.
Pleasure.
Welcome to the city of Waterdeep. I hear something about the attack on the city of Fendown concerning a dragon. There has been whispers that have reached the city walls. The Lord's Alliance and the City Watch has heard, but it is true. A dragon has come.
It is true. These lacerations on my body, they are indications that dragon messed us up. And when I say that this dragon leveled the city of Fendalen and left it a frozen glacier, I don't even think that's enough words for it. And I fear that Waterdeep might be next. Who knows? Maybe it'll go finish the job in Fendalen, but Fendalen needs reinforcements.
Well, it's good that you have brought this news to our attention. Is your business here in the city simply to warn us of the dragon and to get reinforcements to the village in Fendalen? Or do you have other business here?
We do have some other business here. We're actually looking for some individuals as well to help us fight this dragon. We plan on recovering a little bit and going to slay it.
Admirable. Perhaps foolish, but admirable. Three of you and a handful of guard against a dragon. What size dragon are we talking about here?
It was quite large. Quite.
Well, you'll be granted admittance into the city on a temporary basis. You may attend to whatever business you have here, but before you leave those gates, you are to go and speak with a representative of the Lord's Alliance. Inform them of this same news that you've informed me of. I will let my superiors know, but the Lord's Alliance is their own entity. You will need to look for them deeper in the city. You go to this location, and he points on your map, and you see it looks to be some sort of like federal building on this map that he has pulled out. He unrolls it and he points here to City of Waterdeep map. You can see the Sapphire Sea over to the side. You can see different monuments and buildings. And then he points at this sort of dome-like structure within the city. It's a, I wouldn't say dome as in like a glass bubble. I would say dome in the style of architecture.
Mm-hmm.
Here is where the official office of the Lord's Alliance is located. Go here, speak to them, inform them of what you've seen. They may be able to send even more aid to the city of Phandalin. The city watch cannot leave here, but the Alliance can officially rule that men are sent there. I will let my superiors know so that the city may be defended, but you may not see much action from the city watch. The city here has little concerns over dragons, as they are magically prevented from interfering with things here. Convenient, but this is something that a powerful wizard deep in the undermountain of the city had once built. No dragons have interfered in the city of Waterdeep's business since. It has been hundreds of years. It is not feasible. But the Lord's Alliance will take pity on Phandalin, and they are still protected by them. So, with your word, hopefully this will be enough to cause urgency enough for them to send perhaps a battalion of men to slay the dragon, or at least to protect the small village. What are your names?
I am Alistair Darkheart. It is a pleasure.
Alistair Darkheart. And you? He points at, he shakes Alistair's hand and he reaches out to yours, Hathoron.
Hathoron's not going to shake it, but he's going to say, "My name is Hathoron, the Orcbane."
He nods. He simply moves his hand towards Daedalus. Daedalus shakes his hand. "I am Daedalus. A pleasure to meet you three." "Well, Alistair, Hathoron, Daedalus, you are permitted to enter the city, but remember, you must speak with the Lord's Alliance. See to your business as you see fit. Any questions? Any concerns?"
"No, Sir Dorne. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it."
He nods. "Best of luck to you."
"Take care of yourself."
He nods. The three of you rise from your seats and you leave the holding area. As you leave the holding area, you enter a sort of common area, sort of small. It's small. It's a very small sort of marketplace near the entrance of the city of Waterdeep. Seems to be an easy area for people who just entered the city to grab refreshments, drinks, anything that's immediate that they need, spices, amongst other things like different silks. Different traders are here. You can see some potion stalls, different jewelers selling things. As you're walking past this holding area, though, you... Can I get somebody to roll me a d20 or just a couple? You know, you all roll me a d20. Everybody roll one.
5.
Fifteen.
Okay. So you guys are walking around. Are you going to go into the market? Are you going to walk around? Are you guys just kind of perusing? Just asking for a general direction of what you guys are trying to do? Before I...
I guess we could, like, because we're going to walk through part of it, so maybe kind of.
Okay. You guys are kind of walking around the edge of this market. As you guys are walking around, it's a good amount of people walking around, doing their thing. It's kind of bustling in this area. There's not a lot of arm move, like, elbow room. There's not a lot of elbow room in this area, right? Constantly bumping and brushing into people. Hathoron, as you're walking, you see a smaller statured person. Somebody who's probably about half the size of Alistair, even. Walking between you two, Alistair and you. And they bump into your legs, the two of you. And they don't say anything. They just kind of bump into you haphazardly. And Alistair pays no attention to it. He doesn't even notice. But you do. You notice that Alistair's belt has been taken. His belt with his... gold. He has his coin pouch attached to it. And it has been stolen. You see this little halfling-sized creature with a dark green cloak kind of scatter off into the alleyways as they quickly dispatch behind you or disappear behind you. Not quite gone, but you can see them kind of quickly scurrying away down one of the alleyways.
I'm going to go after him. I'm not going to run, but I'm going to be like, I'm just going to walk into the alley.
Athron, where are you going?
I'm gonna one track mind this thing. I'm gonna go get our ship back. So I'm not gonna say anything. I'm just gonna keep walking.
Okay, Hathron, you're tracking the person. You're walking like an aggressive. You're kind of just moving, parting the red sea of people as you're walking through. People are just kind of bouncing off of you as you're tracking behind this little man that you're hunting down. As you're walking, you can see that this halfling has turned around and looked at you, and that you've made direct eye contact. As they look back at you, Hathron, they see you standing there, and you're standing, your head is above the crowd, and your eyes are like locked into them, eyes widening, you're just staring at them in the windows of their soul. You see them look back at you, their eyes get wide for a second, you can see their pace doubles, it quickens, and they're starting to cut down a few alleyways trying to get away from you. They cut left, just down an alleyway. They cut right, thinking that they're going to enter some kind of clearing, and they reach a dead end. Alistair and Daedalus are trying to keep up. They're kind of following in the wake that you're leaving behind you as you're parting the sea of people. As you make your way to this dead end of this alleyway, the halfling stops at the end, kind of looks around. He's looking for a way up. You can see his panic. He stops. He turns around. Back up against the wall. He looks at you. Greetings, friend. What brings you to Waterdeep? Certainly not the alleyways like this one. No, no, you're here for better things, better sights. Surely you're mistaken. You're not meant to be down here.
Give back what you've taken, or I'll skin you alive.
See, his mouth drops, his face curls, and his lips quiver a little bit. Roll me a d20 with intimidation.
What a guy.
Oh my god. As you say that, you're like, alright, we'll skin you. I'd rather like my skin, actually. Do the things I've taken. I think merely they just was misplaced. I actually meant to give this back to you. Here. And he sort of tosses the belt with the coin pouch back to you. And it kind of lands just beneath your feet. Simply a mistake, my good man. I would never steal from a being of your stature.
But you'd steal from him.
Well, I did not know he was traveling with you, my good man.
Pick it up and give it back to him.
He his lip quivers for a second, and he gulps. You hear an audible gulp. Okay. And he kind of very slowly tiptoes over to you, and he reaches down and picks up the belt as he's looking at you. He scurries right away from you for real quick, and then he kind of scoots sideways, never turning his back on you, and he scoots towards Alistair. Here you are, my good man. Simply a misunderstanding. He hands you back your belt and the coin purse. Forgive me.
Alistair takes it, and he looks this individual dead in their eye with the most dead look in his eye you've probably seen. And he just says, you know, thieves are despicable. I can't believe you wouldn't rather just be a beggar instead of a thief. You're lucky we don't report you to the guard and have you thrown in jail. He takes it and he puts it back on, tightens it up, and just starts walking away.
My apologies, my good man. And then he just scurries off like as fast as he can. He just tries to scurry away from us. Does anybody do anything as he's scurrying away, or is he free to go?
Mm,
Hathron would probably just let him go.
No, I'm letting him go.
The halfling disappears into the crowded city streets of Waterdeep. You guys are making your way back into the city streets. You guys are probably about 5-10 minutes into the initial walk into the town of Fendown. When you see, or not Fendown, sorry, Waterdeep, LOL.
You're good.
I'm so used to saying Fendown, I go back to Fendown every time.
I know you
time.
Are.
As you walk around the city of Waterdeep, forgive me.
We could call it Waterdallin.
Waterdallin. Fandeep. The city of Waterdallin. Yeah, I like that. Okay. Anyways, you walk around the city of Waterdeep. Remember, you're looking for Agent Fastfoot, Douglas III, and you're searching for Gugu. The only thing you know is the Negdog Fight Club. And kind of, we don't have a map. We don't have any indication of where we're going. Does anybody want to speak with anyone? Does anybody want to stop somebody for directions or anything like that? Or perhaps look for any landmarks?
Yeah, we gotta look for some landmarks. We gotta look for clues for these individuals that Nibbin listed out that could really help us out. So maybe there's landmarks that can help us get pointed in the right direction.
Temple of the Raven Queen, Negdog Fight Club. Those are the things you were looking for as far as like physical locations. So you guys could... do you want to look for a map? Do you want to talk to somebody and ask for directions? You can eyeball and see what may look like a temple or something like that. But remember, you are on the city streets. And it's a very large city, so it'd be obstructed vision for certain things in a certain distance.
Yeah, since Nippin did tell us that one of them serves the Raven Queen, maybe we go visit the Temple of the Raven Queen first and then go check out the Fight Club.
Well, what do we want to do first? Because the guard told us we got out of the fucking embassy or whatever.
Oh, he said we could do that before we leave.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And we will. I wrote down that we have to do that before we leave. I'm gonna do this in character. All right. So I think the best thing we probably do first is we go search for this champion of the Raven Queen that Nippin brought up. I mean, I would imagine he would be at a temple to the Raven Queen. I mean, that'd be the best first place to look. But we also have the guarantee in looking for that champion at the Negdog Fight Club. I don't know. I would say my preference is probably going to check out the temple and then go to the Fight Club if we find nothing there. I mean, at least we wouldn't have to double back. I don't know. I'm not making sense.
Since I'm taller than everybody else, can I, I'm going to perception check and see if I can see, like signs on the buildings or maybe, like a post with, like, street names or something?
Sure. Roll me a perception check.
Let Hathron put his glasses on real quick. That's not bad. 16.
Yeah, start to look around, you actually do see some street signs that point to different quarters and locations, and you actually see a sign that points to the it seems to be the known as the Temple District. So it's basically where there are going to be different religious monuments and different places of gathering for different organized religions. You can tell towards the northeast of where you're at right now, which seems to be a market quarter. You can head to the temple quarter and actually make your way there to find the Temple of the Raven Queen.
There is a sign that way that says Temple District. I believe. I'm almost certain that the temple would be there.
Well,
sound enough logic, I'd say.
That is pretty sound logic. Well, I say we go there.
Alright.
Oh, shit. Alright.
You guys make your way to the northeast towards the Temple District. You guys are currently heading towards the Temple Quarter. As you guys are making your way northeast further into the city, making ways through the winding alleyways and city streets, every so often a caravan may pass by, or maybe just one simple wagon. As you guys are walking through, can I get the party to roll me, or actually just Alistair, because you're, I'm going to say at this point, you're kind of walking at the front because you started just walking towards the Temple Quarter anyways. Go ahead and roll me a d20 for perception.
10.
All right. Just ahead of you, as you're walking down one of these main streets, you see a small commotion. You see a what looks to be three city guard members. They are all wearing the same blue cloaks from before and a half plate. You see them standing around. It looks to be about a young drow of some kind with flowing white hair, and they have a very distinct blue scar over their right eye. And you can see them discussing with this drow. And the drow's rather animated. You can see him raising his arms, throwing them around, and his voice is escalated. Oh, this is just wrong. This is outrageous. And you see the city guardsmen, a few of them, waving their hands, kind of telling them to calm down. You see one of them place a hand on the drow's shoulder, and the drow shoves his hand off of his shoulder. Don't touch me! And then immediately one of the other guards grabs his wrist. That was assaulting a member of the city watch. As you get closer and closer, you can see the drow is getting more and more distressed, and the city guard are getting more and more aggravated. Daedalus and Hathoron are following close by. You're about 10 feet away at this point. As the drow looks over and locks eyes with you, Alistair.
What are you talking about for me? I'm with him. I'm friends with these guys. Oh, hey, fellas. It's good to see you again. Tell these guys that I'm with you. I'm not bothering anybody.
Alistair looks at the drow and then looks at the city guard. Looks at the drow one more time, then looks at the city guard again.
It's three guards. Turn and look at you. One of them squints at you. He's got darker skin than the other two. His eyes squint, his dark-colored eyes piercing into you. Really? You're with him?
Mm-hmm.
Then tell me, what is this one's name?
What? You're asking? Of course he knows my name. We go back such a long ways, don't we?
Why does that even matter, his name? That is such a... If you're going to ask me a question about me knowing this individual, wouldn't you want to ask a better question than that?
Simply state his name and I will let him go. Of course he knows my name. I mean, who wouldn't know the, you know, the last Drake Warden?
Alistair's eyes widen a bit hearing this, because he knows a little bit of information he got from Nibbin. Belgosto Thurden. Come on.
You see the drow's eyes get real wide. Question. He looks at the man.
See, he knows my name. Clearly we're allies. We're friends. We go back a long ways.
He looks at you. He looks at Belgos. Roll me a d20 persuasion check with advantage.
Can I do... okay. Yeah, persuasion.
Or deception.
No!
Deception with advantage.
Damn. I do have a better bonus. Oh, no.
The guard looks at you.
Oh,
really?
No.
Well, Belgos the Third, and tell me, what is his name? Belgos's eyes get wide. His face changes all of a sudden. Like, just complete deer in headlights look. What an interesting question. Well, you see, he happens to be,
Look. We went out drinking last night, and we became good friends. We shared a couple of drinks with one another. He probably is hungover, and he definitely blacked out. My God, you had so much ale, you couldn't even contain yourself, Belgos. You're quite a comedian.
That does sound like me, yes. Yes, their faces are familiar, but the names escape me. It was such a grand time, my friend. Please. Perhaps there was a misunderstanding. I mean, what have I done wrong? I haven't done anything. You know what's going on here. I'll explain it again for your friends so that they may understand. You see, this one here,
He was reluctant to be allowed in the city in the first place, as he claimed to be a Drake Warden, and dragons and the like are not allowed within the city walls. Dragon paraphernalia, things like that aren't allowed. Reluctantly, certain members of the City Watch allowed him in, but he's caused a bit of a ruckus here and there, asking questions, and has bothered a few too many people. And now he's been asked to leave the city, and he is not going willingly. And we have given him two choices: to go willingly, or we're going to force him. But, my good man, I mean, he is vouching for me. I mean, come on, what good is a man without his word? His word is his bond. I mean, look, he looks like an astute fellow. He looks like a nobleman. I mean, look at him. He looks trustworthy. Come on, I understand. I mean, you may not like me because of the color of my skin. I mean, I am a drow, I understand. But he's a half-elf. Look at him. He looks like you.
The guard looks at Belgus. What are you implying?
I'm not implying anything. I'm not implying anything at all. I mean,
I think he's implying you're racist.
I'm not racist. Not racist at all. We have no quarrels with his kind here.
So you're saying that he has dragon paraphernalia on him. You're a member of the City Watch. Because you have reasonable and articulate suspicion that he might have said, dragon paraphernalia, he does quotations. Did you not do a thorough search of him to find this, quote-unquote, dragon paraphernalia?
I don't even think you read me my rights, buddy. I don't even think you read me my rights. Don't I have rights in this good city? Don't I have free culpabilities and abilities of my own?
No. The guard looks at Belgus and looks at you. Okay, slow down here. I'll cut you some slack on this. How about this? You come with us and leave the city and let your friends handle your business here. You keep going on about this fellow you're searching for, this agent Fastfoot. If you need to find him so much, then let the three of them find him and bring him to you. You are more than willing to stay outside the city gates, but you are not allowed in here. These are my orders from the captain of the City Watch. Is that agreeable? Belgos turns and looks at Alistair and looks at Daedalus and looks at Hathron.
I don't know. Let me confer with my friends for a moment. And he kind of just skedaddles towards us. You see Belgos leans over. He's got a dark-colored clothing on with a blue, sort of like navy blue cloak with a hood, and the hood's down. He kind of approaches. You can see a bow that's strapped to his back and a quiver of arrows as well. Belgos moves towards the party.
Okay.
That was actually pretty fucking sweet, what you just did back there for me. I will never forget that. My name is Belgos III, Last Drake Gordon Nagra, on the Chosen Son, the Caller of Lightning. Perhaps you have heard of me. It seems that you have, which is good. I'm here looking for my friend, Agent Fastfoot. He is somewhere within the city. I came here with him. I was delayed on entry of the city. My friend went ahead to the Temple of the Raven Queen, which is what I've been searching for this whole time. I got held up here by these gentlemen, and I've been asked to leave the city. I will go with them. It's not to cause too much of a ruckus, and I also don't like being here, you know, separated from my dragon and all. If you could perhaps find my friend Agent Fastfoot and tell him that I'm searching for him, maybe even bring him back to me outside the city gates. You're looking for me for a reason. Whatever reason that is, I'll be in your debt already. I am already in your debt. I will help you with whatever you need. Please tell me it's not anything too crazy now, though.
Well, you talk about dragons. It seems you have one as your ally. How would kill a dragon?
He looks at you, kind of funky. Raises an eyebrow.
Well, yes, I do ride a dragon, but killing a dragon, that's something else entirely.
You hear Daedalus kind of chuckle next to you.
You don't actually ride a dragon. That's preposterous.
Belgos turns and looks at him. Preposterous, didn't you hear my titles? The Last Drake Ward of Nagaron, the Chosen Son, the Call of Lightning? Don't you think that would imply some sort of skill to someone? Some sort of grandiose skill? Daedalus looks back at him. No, it sounds like you're a pompous ass. Quite the introduction yourself. I mean, let me hear your titles, Dragonborn. I don't need titles. My name is Daedalus. Oh, well, Daedalus, it's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Belgos the Third. You don't have to believe me about riding my dragon. I will show you. After you bring Agent Fastfoot to me with your good friend, Alistair Darkheart here, right? Is that what you said back there?
I did. I said my name is Alistair Darkheart.
Yes, if you help your friend here bring me back my friend, I will gladly show you my dragon, and you can see them in all their glory. And then you'll look like a fool, and I will look like I'm telling the truth, which I am. Daedalus looks at you, Alistair.
Do we really need this one?
We do. I quite like him, Daedalus.
You see, it's best to listen to your smart friend here. I mean, he looks like he does all the thinking. I mean, look at you two, and he kind of punches Daedalus in the arm. You look like all the bronze, and same with... And he kind of slowly turns and looks at Hatheron's chest and then looks up and realizes how tall Hatheron is. This monstrosity. It is good to meet you, my good man. And he kind of takes a step back so he's a little less imposed. He turns back to Alistair. If you could just find Agent Fastfoot and, you know, bring him back to outside the city walls and tell him to find me, I would be in your debt and I will help you gladly with this dragon problem you're having. I tend to deal with these things. It's kind of my specialty.
Absolutely. We're looking for your friend Agent, and then once we get one more person that we're looking for, we'll meet you outside the city. Sounds like a fair deal, Belgos the Third.
Yes, yes. And then there's like a small noise in the background. And Belgos turns, and it's the city guards. They're stepped a little closer. Are you done? Yes, my good man. I'll be coming now. I'll be coming with you. I'll be leaving the city. No need to be here.
One second before you go. I will be stopping by and speaking with your guard captain, where you are going to make an exception for this gentleman to enter the city. Because clearly, there has to be a law against this. You found no dragon paraphernalia on him. He's going to be a valuable asset to the city when he slays a dragon that has attacked Vendel. I hope you understand that, sir. Have a good day. And Alistair's going to start walking away.
Here, are you walking further towards the temple district?
Exactly.
Okay, as you walk away and the guard just kind of stands there, they watch as you walk by and Belgos goes, as you're walking in the distance, good luck, my friend, Alistair. And he kind of walks away. Don't forget about me! As he keeps getting dragged off by the guards. Unhand me! Savage! And he smacks their hand off of him. See, gets dragged away, borderline. You guys make your way further in. Daedalus looks over at Alistair.
You don't actually believe he rides a dragon, do you?
I think he does. And I would quite like to see it, Daedalus.
It's going to be a little pendrake. One of those small dragons. You know what I'm talking about? The little pixie ones.
Mm-hmm. Alistair crosses his arms. You willing to place some gold on that, Daedalus?
What do you think, Hatheron?
It reeked of bullshit.
Come on, boys. Let's make a bet. Let's make this a little fun for each of us.
I'm a dragonborn. I can smell dragon. He didn't smell like a dragon at all.
What even classifies a dragon rider? If I pick you up and put you on Daedalus's back, does that make you a dragon rider?
He could ride a horse named Dragon.
Alistair chuckles hearing that. Oh, that was quite funny, Daedalus. That is quite funny. I think he actually rides a dragon. I'm willing to put 15 gold pieces on it if you guys are.
Very well. 15 gold pieces on him not riding an actual dragon. It would be a little fairy dragon. At best.
Well, well.
We'll see who's right. You look rather naive. He was young. There's no way a youth, someone of that age, could ride a dragon, let alone bring it to the city of Waterdeep. Last Drake Warden of Nagaron, chosen son, caller of lightning, reeks of entitlement.
15 gold says it's an egg.
At best.
Well, I'll be enjoying being 30 gold pieces richer when I'm right, gentlemen.
Speaking of, are you going to pay 15 to me and Hathorn? Are we going to have to split your 15?
Oh, no, I will pay you each 15 gold pieces.
He looks over at Hathorn. Congratulations on your 15 gold, Orcsbane.
You as well.
As you make your way further into the Temple District, take some time, about an hour's walk into the city. Make your way. You see all sorts of different religious monuments. At one point, you see a statue to Selun, half-elf presenting woman, raising a staff to the sky. Glowing at the end of the staff is a pulsating gem. Every so often, you see a great temple, different gods. You see one with stained glass windows that presents a morning sun rising above a green field. And as you make your way further, you find yourself at like a darker corner of the temple district. You see a lone gray, I would say, cathedral. Not quite huge in size, small, but lone and grim in its presentation. Sitting outside of this smaller cathedral is a statue of a woman with a raven resting on her shoulder. The woman, her face is concealed by this cowl that rests over her and the shadow that's cast over it. You can clearly tell that this is the Temple of the Raven Queen. You see a few dim lights burning from within. There is someone there, and it's around evening time. It's getting later in the afternoon here. But this is the Temple of the Raven Queen, where the last you heard Agent Fastfoot was. What is it that you wish to do?
I guess go inside, walk towards the temple, and actually go inside.
All right. As you approach the temple, you take a moment to observe the statue. You can feel its gaze upon you almost, Alistair. And as you walk by, you see one of the ravens that's rested upon the matron's shoulders. One of them is alive and its head tilts and sort of recognizes you before flying off. Daedalus, Hathorn, Alistair, you make your way up to the temple steps. The doors are slightly open already, and you push them the rest of the way open. And inside, you see a rows and rows of pews and a podium at the end. Dark oak wood. And you see incense and candles burning all around this cathedral. And a grand offering chest laying before this podium. A few people sit amongst these pews, not speaking. They seem to be stuck in some sort of prayer. But near the end of the temple, near the podium, you see a priest clad in onyx-colored robes with silver jewelry and filigree. This man, tan skin, no hair on his face, no facial hair, no hair on his head, no eyebrows. He notices your entrance. He tilts his head. And he says, "Welcome. Welcome, travelers. What is it that I may help you with?"
Hello. The hour grows late.
It does grow late, does it not? I'm actually here looking for somebody. Maybe you can help me.
Well, let me introduce myself first. My name is Theon. I am an Ocelyte of the Raven Queen. Forgive me if I do not have complete answers for what you may be seeking, as there have been some shocking events here at the temple, but I will answer what I can. Who are you?
I am Alistair Darkheart. It is a pleasure to meet you, Theon.
Theon bows. It is a pleasure, Alistair Darkheart. What is it that you're searching for?
I am searching for an agent Fastfoot.
His eyes widen for a second. Agent Fastfoot. Yes, he was here a few days ago. He actually came here in search of the archpriest of this temple. The archpriest has been missing for some time now, a week, growing towards two. You see, Agent Fastfoot was in search of this, of our archpriest. His name is Hugo. Hugo went missing in the dark quarter of the city. You see, it kind of gulps. You can see there's a nervousness to him. If I may be quaint, the archpriest had incurred some debts. Some people threatening to harm the temple, trying to extort us for money. He decided not to pay them, and he has gone missing since. He was heading to the Dark Quarter to meet with someone that could help him, or a way to maybe pay off these debts, and he's not seen since. This Agent Fastfoot arrived sometime later, in the last few days, and he dispatched to go and find Priest Hugo, but he has not returned either. If you wish to find him, you must go to the Dark Quarter. I do warn you, though, the people that the archpriest may be involved with are a rather nasty lot. I don't know if you know anything about the Black Network, Zentarim.
Heard of them. Not very familiar with what they do.
They are a very, very powerful association of gang members, criminals of high and low regards, that are well connected within society. Spies, assassins. They were extorting us and many other churches and businesses within the city of Waterdeep. They don't deal well with those who deny them their tribute. Agent Fastfoot was quick in leaving here, but he did not go with backup. It is hard to judge what has happened to him as well, but if you intend to find them, it is important that you go soon. Every minute that passes, something worse could happen to the Archpriest, or even to Agent Fastfoot. To the Docking Quarter, that is all I can say, in the Zentarim. Be careful. It's likely that they met in a warehouse of some kind. The Zentarim controls many of the shipping and receiving that goes on in the docking areas of Waterdeep. Perhaps search around there, maybe ask around. You might be able to find them, but that is all I can say. If you find the Archpriest, I can give you a reward, in addition to a blessing from the Raven Queen. If you're not religious, then you do not need to accept, but a blessing from a goddess is quite valuable.
That it is. We'll take you up on your offer.
That is most wonderful to hear. I graciously thank you. If you need anything, do you need some sort of healing? Do you need any supplies before you depart? Do you wish to rest here for the evening? We do have some bunks that you may use.
Alistair turns to his allies and speaks. I think it's best if we rest for the night. It sounds like we might find ourselves in another fight with this Zentarum. And I say it's best we rest for the night. We go looking for Agent Fastfoot tomorrow.
Daedalus nods in agreeance. Atheron, what say you?
Well, Darkheart does look like shit.
Ouch. That hurt.
It's no different than usual.
Why not? I could use a nap.
Fuck you, Daedalus. Oh, sorry, I'm in a church.
Sinful. Heresy. He is forgiven. Mea culpa, my child, mea culpa.
he does like a symbol across your chest, and he goes Corpus Christi. He says this way. He leads us to a small back area behind the podium. You see a set of doors. He takes us back there, and you can see that there's some spare quarters that they house some people in here. And you can see that it's free of use to whoever may be in need that the church may see as a way of helping them. See a couple of different bunks, but more than enough beds for the three of you. And the three of you head into this room to retire for the evening. Tomorrow in the morning, you will depart and make your way to the docks to locate Agent Fastfoot and the Archpriest Hugo. But with that, that will be the end of tonight's episode of Thrones. I want to take this time to thank you all for listening. Thank you all for joining us in another episode. We can't wait to see you again when we come back. We will go and locate Agent Fastfoot and be one step closer to the confrontation with the Dragon Vulcanon. Thank you all so much for joining us, and I hope you all have a great day. Take it easy.
Take it easy.
Take it easy.
I want to thank everybody for tuning into this episode of Thrones. We really appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to our podcast. I want to give a special shout out to you, the listener, who took the time out of your day to listen to this episode all the way through. You guys are the best and are the reason why we do what we do. I also want to give a special shout out to our patrons on Patreon, Melanie Droz, Melanie Cochialone, and Anakin Gross. We love you guys so much. Have a great day.